Good. Later on. Good. So when it comes to Rabbanim's obligations in the parsha of Pikuach Nefesh, Doicha Shabbos, so the first thing that one has to know is the obligation of Rabbanim to teach the din of Pikuach Nefesh, Doicha Shabbos. And the between the Mishneh Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan, we can come up with a formula that the Rav has to teach a balanced approach. On one end, he has to make sure that his Balavatim know Pikuach Nefesh Deicha Shabbos. On the other end, he also has to know that sometimes they do ask Shailas. Where does this all come from? The Yerushalmi says that HaNishal, the Yerushalmi says, Mishayesh L'choli Shal Sakona, so Mitzvah L'chalov Se Shabbos. The mitzvah to do pikuach nefesh deicha Shabbos. Person is in a life-threatening situation. The mitzvah chal se Shabbos. Hazariz, the one who deals with it with the alacrity, harezim meshubach. Hashoyel, the one who goes to ask a shayla what to do, harezim shayfech damim. That's the Bible. However, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes that. Magen Avraham points out that the Yerushalmi adds, Hanishal harezim aguna. And the one who receives the shayla is criticized by Chazal. So Magen Avraham says, I can fault the Rav. It's one thing to say, about a boss, why is he asking a shayla? Have a guy who might be in a life-threatening situation. Why are we asking a shayla? He can say, he's a shevach damim, because he's slow in responding. But what did the Rav do wrong over here? Why does the rabbi take a hit? So the Magen Avraham says, Shehoyle lidroish b'rabim shemutir, because he didn't give an important shir. He didn't give an important shir that Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos. And the Chavetz Chaim, the Mishneh Berurah expands this to say that a part of the, one of the shirim that the Rav has to give on a not infrequent basis, and they won't have to ask. And then the Mishneh Berurah adds the Radvaz, that and another role of the Rav in Pikuach Nefesh, B'derach Klal, and certainly in Shabbos is sometimes to convince the Chola that they have to be Mechal Shabbos, it's not Chilu Shabbos, they're doing the right thing, and not to be a Chosid Shoita and say, no, wait till after Shabbos and I don't want to go in the ambulance in Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that it's more nuanced than the Magen Avraham tells us. Why is that? Because even though he does quote the this Yerushalmi, and he does embellish the Yerushalmi by quoting from the Ritzvot that the Or Zeruah quotes, that is even stronger. So he says, however, you see clearly from other sugyas that a person is should have a measured response. For example, the classic discussion in Menaches, the Gemara says there, what happens if a person, the choyler needs two, he's a choyler sheshu sakon, I can mechal Shabbos one. He needs two kseisim, two olives, that's the cure. So I run into the orchard, I go to the olive tree, and I have to make a decision. I have two olives on two separate branches, or I have three olives on one branch. What's the din? What do I take? So the Gemara says someone does the minimal amount of cutting, even though it's going to yield more of a harvest. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, why are we telling him to make decisions? We should tell him, just cut, right? What do you? That's a nishal. You want him to go to the orchard and start looking around for the right branch, right? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, obviously there are distinctions. Obviously, sometimes then we make a decision. The first decision that has to be made is speed of the essence over here. If speed is of the essence, Balabatim has to be trained, 911, ambulance, whatever it is, Uber, just get the person out there, call the doctor, whatever it is. No shilas, no cheshbonos. On the other hand, Balabas has to be trained that if a guy is a chodesh of sakana, but whether he goes now or goes to the hospital, Matzoy Shabbos, Leimal V'Lomayrid, right? If he knows that in this particular case, the speed is not going to make a difference, if he knows if it was Tuesday, he would, because he knows the doctors have told him that he has to get the medication. But if he has it now or 3 or 4 hours from now, Leimal V'Lomayrid. So then he has to realize. Then we say that pikuach nefesh. There's no pikuach nefesh over here. It's not Derech HaShabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the shiur the Rav gives has to be balanced. So on one hand, he says you have to be very, very strong and tell people pikuach nefesh, zoriz, that there's no time for asking shailas. On the other hand, if it's not the dover bohol, so then it's appropriate to be more nuanced and more measured in one's response. Not the Ephraim adds in another unique part to the role of Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos to this set of halachas, is that it's one of the few sets of halachas that have to be Shogar Befi Merei Rav. The Rav has to have this on his fingertips. There aren't that many halachas that have the fingertips, right? You have to know Sefer Torah Shenimsek B'Psul, they have to know that, right? You have to know certain halachas of tefillah, right? You have to have at least have a luach very, very nearby. But most things are not fingertips. Most things you have time to think about. There are very few shas you don't have time to think about. See, this is one that a rav has to know these halachas to be able to move into action right away. And of course, the halacha is that the sofik pikuach nefesh, we paskin is like pikuach nefesh. When it comes to this area of halacha, so there are three major distinctions in halacha. One is the cholish sheyesh basakana, and one is a chole, and the other is a mechush bialma. Right? Three separate categories. There is a cholish sheyesh basakana, it's a person who is in a life-threatening situation, even if it's remote life-threatening. A person who, if he's not dealt with, if we don't address the problem, then he'll get weaker, and God forbid, he could be in a pikuach nefesh, it could threaten his life. It could even be a situation where if we don't deal with it right now, then conceivably 10 years from now he'll be in a pikuach nefesh situation. Even that would be called pikuach nefesh. That would be called lefenenu. And then there is the next category is a person who's a chayla. Chayla means he's nafal and mishkav. It means he feels so terrible he has to lie down. It means that he's not the different nuschois. He's not fully functional. Some say nafal and mishkav or cholim b'chol gufoy. He feels he's not nafal and mishkav, but he feels terrible. He feels shvach all over. So that is a cholim, but not a cholim mesukan. Like in other words, a person has the flu. So we don't. I think it's correct to say, a person has a very bad cold. So we don't say that he's a chole mesukan, but he may be so congested, he may have such a severe sinus headache that he has to lie down. So that's a chole, right? He may be, a person has migraines. He diagnoses migraines already. He knows they're migraines. So it's not a chole mesukan, but he's a chole b'chol gufay, but he can't, he has to lie down. That's a chole, right? So a chayla she yesh ba sakana, sofik sakana, so that even deraisa the mutter. A chayla she ain ba sakana, so deraisa the not mutter, but one can do melochas al yedei nachri. That Kuli Yom accepts. I can ask a goy to get the medicine. In some situations, we will be matir to do a melocha al yedei shinui. Machleik is Rishonim, whether all Dribbon is a mutter, only Amir L'Nachri is a mutter. So Amir L'Nachri is very widely accepted that it's mutter for Chola. B'Shinui, it's not so widely accepted. If we'll do a Malacha B'Shinui, but sometimes if it's a person that's Tar Harbei. But that's the major category of a Chola Sheva Sakana. And then there's a third category of a Bori B'Mechush Ba'Alma, a person who's healthy, fully functioning, he's going to work. It was Tuesday to go to work, but he has a pain. He's uncomfortable. He has a terrible toothache. He'll go to work. He'll stay in the office. He's not going to lie down with a toothache. Right? He'll take some medicine for the toothache. Or a person is not a migraine, it's a bad headache, but the Tuesday he'll stay in the office, he'll do a full day's work. That's a Bori B'Meichosh V'Alma. So the Bori B'Meichosh V'Alma, Chazal said that this person is not allowed to take medicine on Shabbat. So those are the three categories. That's how Shin Chav Ches begins. First is Shin Chav begins for Keret. A Bori B'Meichosh V'Alma, a person who is healthy, fully functioning, but he's mishlapzach with a pain. He's uncomfortable. He's maybe more than uncomfortable. Dr. Abraham gives examples. He says dry skin. He's uncomfortable, but he doesn't stay home because it's dry skin. It's chapped lips. All right, uncomfortable. But then we would say that this person cannot take medicine because we're afraid that odom bol al gufay. That we get very nervous about feeling comfortable and good, and we may end up, if we allow him to take medication, he may end up grinding medications. Chazal made a takana, a gzera, that he can't have medication. But a chola, a person who is bedridden, a person who's not fully functional, so then he is allowed to take medicine. Chazal didn't ask for medicine. A person has a migraine, has to lie down. So then Chazal said he's allowed to take medication, but we can't be machal Shabbos for him. Maybe they nachri. Yes, they nachri. And then a chodesh sheish basakana. Chazal said, the Torah says that v'chay b'hem, that there the lashon of the Rambam is mitzvah l'chalos haShabbos. There are subcategories that we'll get to. There is, for example, there are those who create a subcategory. It's very Yisrael of a bori shemitzta'er harbe. So the Tiferes Yisrael says a bori who is in a lot of pain. So then it will allow a goy to do a drabonim. I didn't think this was a new category. I thought just it's the application of shvus to shvus, but okay, mitzvah. As we're saying, he's so mitzvah, he's no enik Shabbos. So I see some swarm doing this as like a subcategory. It's the din is a din. Or we'll have to discuss what's the din of a cholem where there's a sakonis eiver. He's not at risk of losing his life, Rahman al-San, but if we don't respond to the situation at hand, he may lose function of a limb. So what's halacha in that case? So that's like a subcategory of a chola where poskim sometimes are more vehicle than the overall category. Coming back to the overall category of pikuach nevesh dechens Shabbos, so there the Rambam writes mitzvah chalos Shabbos, and the Rambam writes v'chay b'hem, and when it comes to the din of a chayle sheish basakana, so the Gemara says that the mitzvah v'chay b'hem, the mitzvah chalos Shabbos means that we will do malachas and Shabbos to make sure this person doesn't become in a graver sakana, doesn't come into a sakana, God forbid, doesn't lose his life. Exactly how we negotiate the din is a machlekes in the Gemara. When do we say Shabbos Tuchui or Shabbos Hutra? And a machlekes Shalom Yipahawi Paskin. What's the distinction of whether we say Shabbos Tuchui or Shabbos Hutra? So that's formulated in the Sugya of Tuma Tuchui or Tuma Hutra. Gemara says at the beginning of Yuma that if all the koinim are Tomei, so what do we do with the Avodas and Mikdash on that day? The Gemara says that if all the koinim are Tomei, so then we bring karbonis v'tumah. Had the famous kasha on Hanukkah, where we had to have a nace. So the Gemara says, what happens if the koinim in Mikdash are al Tomei, but there's a koin living in the Ramot Dalit, and he's not Tomei. We find out. He sent us a text. He said, if you're in trouble, I'm still Torah, right? Maybe the koin is living in Beit Shemesh or something. So what's the din then? So the Gemara says, if you're Tumu Hutra Bit Sibur, so then Hutra means that even if Esh L'Kaim Shneyem, even if we would be able to bring the Korban B'Tahara, we're not Mechuyev, because Tumu Hutra Bit Sibur. So then we don't have to run, we don't have to hold up the works and wait for the koin to come from Ramot. On the other hand, if we say Tumah dechuya b'tzibur, so then we say no. In efla kaim shneiyam, we can have beis hamikdash, we have kabbalah, and we can have a b'tara. So you have to do a b'tara. So the same thing would apply here as well. If I have l'chayra, if I pass in tumah dechuya b'tzibur, yes. If I hold Shabbos is dechuya, so in efla kaim shneiyam, if I could keep Shabbos b'nei raisa and effect a cure refuah. So then I have to do that. If we hold Shabbos Utra, that means even if Esh L'Kayim Shneim L'Mechuyev. So the Mechaber argue whether we pass in Duchuyev Utra and see if Yud Beis, Shin Chavches Yud Beis, and the Nafka Mina is, do I insist that the Jew does the Malacha with a Shinoi? I have a Cholim Mesukin in front of me. The doctor could write equally illegibly with his right hand or his left hand. So Allah is, he's a Mechuyev to write illegibly with his left hand, or it'll be take the same the same amount of time. So if you're passing Shabbos is Hutra, no. So if Shlakaim Shnei, I'm a Mechuyev Shlakaim Shnei. So why do then he would not be obligated to do a Shinoi. On the other hand, there's a cotton there. The cotton could write. He could have the cotton write, and if legal, let's say assume it's legal, right? So then the cotton could call the ambulance. So then I have a goy available to drive the ambulance. So if I pass in Shabbos Hutra, Mechaber says no, lo yidei goy, lo yidei cotton. So then the elay dei godol, pekert mitzvah chal se Shabbos, and I have to be nervous. We'll discuss in a moment about people getting the wrong impression of the halacha. On the other hand, the Rambo says, no, if I can do ayidei goy, ayidei katan, ayidei shinoi, b'loi shiyoi, without in any way compromising the care of the choyle, then if shlokaim shneim, that's the machlek is machab Rambo, and I don't know Sfarim and Paskin, but Ashkenaz and Paskin like the Rambo, that we have this balance. It's in sync with the Aruch HaShulchan that on one hand mitzvah l'chalsa Shabbos ma'azor z'arei z'meshubach, on the other hand it's duchuya, and if we have a goy available and it will not slow down or will not compromise the care of the choyla, so then we say Shabbos duchuya. One of the difficult issues in halacha is how far do you go in determining duchuya. In other words, the Kohen is not remote, the Kohen is in Haifa. The Kohen is on a cruise in the Mediterranean. So how far do I go to have to send a tugboat to get the Kohen, have to find the Kohen? What's called Efshel Lekayim Shneim? How much do I have to be a Triach? So that is very hard to determine in the Gemara and the Rishon. Not Kenei Kach, that it was argued out by Rishulma Zalman and Rav Pinchas Epstein. Pinchas Epstein was the rabbi of Yerushalayim. He was the Rav of Dena Charedus. And Rishulma Zalman, I think at that time, I'm not sure if he was still Rav of Shaar HaTzedek, but certainly a younger Rav. So Rishulma Zalman wrote an article where he said that his mahalach basically was that a person does not have to go well beyond what's normal, well beyond the normal functioning. So there were three cases that Shlomo Zalman addressed in this article. One was the case of a wire that falls down, and it's a sakana to walk by this wire. A live wire falls down in the street. So Shlomo Zalman said, "Nope, so you're allowed to fix it. Presumably, you can ask the Jew to fix it, because it's a sakana. If you're going to walk by, God forbid, terrible things can happen." And Rabbi Pinchas Epstein said, "No, Efshel Kaim Shneim. You take two chairs, right? You make a taranut. Yeah, you take cones. You take a horse, a police horse, and you block off the street, and you stand there till Motzoi Shabbos. You have a taranut. People taking over. There's no reason why you have to. It's Efshel Kaim Shneim." Shlomo Zalman said, "A person comes to the hospital." In the olden days, not like in the days like it is nowadays, and there's not enough food that's for the cholim. They're all you have cholim sheish b'em sakon on the ward, and you ran out of food. So Shlomo Zalman says you're allowed to cook, right? The cholim don't eat; they're going to get shvacher. So they'll be bistakein, they'll become more endangered. And Rav Pinchas Epstein said, no, first of all, you bring all the nurses together, and you say, bring all your lunches together. Whoever brown bag lunch, put it on the table, and let's get enough. Then, once we've exhausted all the readily available sources, he says, go to the neighbors, in Yerushalayim, knock on doors, get this food around, not going to cook Machalas Shabbos. You can solve this problem without cooking. And the third example that Rav Shlomo Zalman gave was an example where the closest available help was sleeping. I forget if it was the ambulance driver was sleeping, or you have to wake up somebody in order not to be Machal Shabbos, in order to not to do a Beloch and they rise to Bikoch Nefesh. So when you say the sort of these three Machlok, they're all the same issue. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, when we say Shabbos is Dechuyam, so we mean that I should be able to eat my lunch. Not being able to eat my lunch, having to sit the entire day watching this wire, no, that's Iyish L'Kayim Shneyam. That's like the Koyin is not readily available, right? And Pinchas says, no, Efshe L'Kayim Shneyam. If I can finish up Shabbos and I can work it out that nobody was in the sakana, and Shabbos no malach had to be done, that's Efshe L'Kayim Shneyam, whatever it takes. So the machleik is between Rav Pinchas Epstein and Rav Shlomo Zalman was the, when we say, what is Efsh L'Kayim Shneyam? What's the Chuya? Right, how far, Hutra understand? Hutra means there's no kind of Beis HaMikdash. Hutra. I don't have to go to Ramot, right? I probably don't have to go even to, maybe not to Arnof, right? I don't know, not to, exactly, right? But, what's called Bifanenu also requires some kind of Agdar, right? I have Hutra means Shulchan Aruch says I don't have to do it Bishinui. I don't have to ask a Goy to drive. What does Dechuya mean? Dechuya means I have to ask the Goy if it's not going to delay. I have to ask the Kotan if it's not going to cause any compromise and care. No. So what's the next step of Dechuya? Do I have to give up my Shabbos, so to speak, my Onik Shabbos? Is that called Bifaneinona? So that is a machlekes. It's not upkepaskin. Machlekes gedolei olam. Exactly, precisely, when a person, when is required of a, when do we say this is enough of an aggravation, enough of a duchuya, enough of a problem that having to work through this problem is not required by halacha. That's we have the models to work with. We have Rav Shlomo Zalman's models, even though Rav Pinchas Epstein was arguing it very strongly. Rav Shlomo Zalman published his opinion first in the Moriah journal. I believe it appears in the Mincha Shlomo. And Rav Pinchas Epstein argued his position in a siddur that no longer in print. It used to be a very, very fat pocket siddur. I forget what it was called. It had all sorts of things aside from davening. Everyone's called it the Desert Isle Siddur. They had one sitting on one thing went on the desert aisle. So it had a siddur, it had a lot of tilling for sure, it had, but it had all sorts of halachas, of setting up Erevin and of the Yomtiv. So he was asked to write the halachic entry of the Pikuach Nefesh and Shabbos. Because if you're in Desert Isle, that's the halachas you need to know. So he took issue with Shlomo Zalman in that siddur. That it becomes halach lemaisa. Doesn't come up so often, but it's something which is not fully mugdar yet. Good, Yaakov?
Have you said the maskara, the third case, that you don't wake up, you're not going to wake up a guy to not do the halacha? Just I didn't catch.
Right, okay. Right. The Shlomo Zalman would say not mechuyim. Right, right. So again, we we know the Rashba on the Ran, Paskin Dechuya. We know that the Rosh quotes the Maharam, Paskin Zutra, and this is one of the situations where the Mechaber follow the Rosh and the Maharam, and the Rosh follow the Chachmei Svarah. The major nafkamina is shinui, ayidei goy, and so on. What other nafkaminas are there between? There is a part of the concern of goy and of asking a katan is that the Rambam is concerned Rishonim write that we have to be afraid that in the future a person will get the wrong impression. When we say that Ella al yedei gedolei Yisrael, and it has to be a person, a male who's chayiv and mitzvah, any question, fully chayiv and mitzvahs. So the Rishonim say that that is a concern, that Shem Yisrael Shalosu Lovei. But I have to be concerned that if I give the wrong impression right now, I try to get a goy in my mind, if I get the goy to drive, it's not going to compromise care. However, to have to be concerned that next time, since somebody's sick, let me remember that the rabbi made sure to get a goy. He wasn't, it was a chayla mesukah. They don't know that the rabbi was thinking, this particular chayla mesukah doesn't matter whether we ask the goy, I got the goy, he's right here. The observer may not absorb that there was no compromise in care. But he does remember the Chayil Masukun, Shabbos, the rabbi got a goy. So that concern, that giving off the wrong impression, that so the Rishonim right, Tyson the right, and the Ran right, so that has to be part of the Cheshvan. The Chasholchan sees this as a Gzeiris Chazal, that there must be some Takona, B'divrei Soifrim, that says that we have to be concerned right now and be more makel right now because of a future Shema Yisrasha. So there are strong grounds for arguing Shema Yisrasha, because we'll discuss momentarily that Chazal seemed to have been makel hitiru soifon otu tchilosan Shema Yisrasha losalovay. Chazal did allow in certain situations for a person to be mechalel Shabbos on the return from Pikuach HaNefesh, in order that the person will make the decision next time to get involved in Pikuach HaNefesh. So this, we'll discuss this in greater detail momentarily, but this is a support for the Rosh Hashanah's approach, that there might be some takonas Chazal davke, again, when we say that Shabbos, even if we say Shabbos is dechuya, that we have to also take into account that we don't give off the wrong impression, which could end up harming somebody in the future. And that's where the Alter Rebbe, who was a very strong proponent of almost Hutra, a very strong component, that he taka holds, that Mikra din, we should say Hutra. However, Minhag HaMedina says to follow the Rava. He says, but he's afraid that if we follow the Ramah, we will create the wrong impressions. The Alter Rebbe says, and when a Rav did follow the Ramah's approach, he should be mefarsim afterward. He should publicize that in this case, we were able to ask the guy, we were able to do it b'shinui, we asked the guy because it did not compromise the care of the patient. But in the situation, but it should not create the wrong impression. So that would also be Halacha Lamaisa, part of the role of the Rav is to teach the halachas initially, and when situations come up, to continue to reinforce that there is a din of dechuya, but dechuya always means when there is no compromise in care that will be required. What else is a result of the din of hudru dechuya? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he says, how should doctors conduct themselves on Shabbos? Rav Moshe or Chaim Chelik Dalek. He said that it's clear, Rav Moshe writes, it's clear that when a doctor is the sole caregiver in town, that he has to be readily available on Shabbos. However, he says, if he's not the sole caregiver on Shabbos, he's not the sole doctor that's available to people. So then Rav Moshe writes, so what is the basis of a doctor attending being Machal Shabbos on the Pikuach Nefesh? There are other doctors around. The doctors in the ER. So what's the, is somebody, why would I have the right to send up all of us to a Jewish doctor, to a firm doctor in Shabbos, and it may involve the doctor doing Chilul Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh cases? But there are doctors in the ER, there's urgent care. So Rav Moshe writes, the only right that we have, again, if a doctor, if he's the only one available, he's mechuyev to be available. He's mechuyev to have his... is a concept of the past, He says he has to be Roshum B'Pikasei telephone. He has to be in the telephone book now. So he says, but if he's not the only doctor available, he should be unlisted, right? So that your children will have no concept of what that means, unlisted. Right? I don't know what the word means. And the, what do you mean? He's not going to have a website. Are you talking? It doesn't exist. You know, it's not going to happen. So, but he says, but if he's, but what gives a person, what is the nukuda that allows a doctor to be responsive on Shabbos when there are other doctors available? He says, because the Gemara says, loy mikol odom zeichli rope, that the Gemara says that sometimes there is a special relationship with the particular doctor. And the Gemara recognizes that. We may call it, in modern terms, we may call it bedside manner. We may call it the psychological trust in somebody. But the Gemara says, but it's a truth that exists. It could be that I have a special kinship for a certain doctor, halacha lemaisa. If a woman goes into labor in Shabbos, we don't say you have to go into the closest hospital. We say you go to your doctor. So on one hand, that's medically prudent, because your doctor has seen you. The doctor knows over the course of time exactly how the baby is lying and has seen all the sonograms. So it's medically prudent that doctor should administer medical care. However, the Gemara is saying even more than that. Even if there are other doctors should have the same knowledge base, they have the same access. But a woman can say, "I like this doctor. I'm more comfortable with this doctor. I'm more confidence in this doctor." So that, and that is grounds for being Mechal Shabbos, right? And that's not called Chilul Shabbos. So Rav Moshe applies that. What gives us the right to have a doctor responsive all on Shabbos? Because Lav Mikolam Zoicha, he has his own patients. He has people who say, "I have confidence in you. I don't have confidence in the urgent care," and that gives us the right to say that is valid and true and evidence. So therefore, it is also part of the din of Pikuach Nefesh Deicha Shabbos. So Rav Moshe writes, so a doctor has to be available to his patients. So if he's the only doctor in town, he's mechuyev to be available. If he's the available to his patients, mechuyev to be available. Rav Moshe writes later on in the same tshuva, and he says, and similarly, if he has to be equally available to the goy as he is to a Jew, even though the halacha is v'chay v'hem is a din that's for Jews. Mutov shechalov Shabbos achas v'yishuv Shabbos is harbe applies to Jew. Nevertheless, the halacha lemasa, we administer medical care in the same way to non-Jews as well. There was a Maisa Shahoya, goes back in the early 70s. It was known as the Shachak affair. It was a situation where in Eretz Yisrael, and it was a non-Jewish cyclist who got into an accident in Kikar Shabbat, and for some reason they knew that he wasn't Jewish, and the Jews didn't tend to him because Chilul Shabbos is not can't do Chilul Shabbos deraisa in that situation, and then the cyclist died, and it created a tremendous taram in the press. And of course, it caused a lot of anti-Haredi, before my time, I just read about it, anti-Haredi venom and a lot of anti-Semitism. And out of it came, the only good that came out of it is more Birur Halacha. And Rav Unterman wrote an article, and Rav Soleishik wrote an article that we tend to, that the idea of being Mechal Shabbos to take care of non-Jews, that's not just a strategic din, but it's a din as part of halachas of darkei sholem, and therefore we take care of non-Jews in an equal way. It's often ekroni. When this event was investigated, so it was found it never happened. There was never a cyclist in Kikar Shabbat on Shabbos. He never had an accident. He never died. There was a journalist who was a Sayyid in Israel. He made it probably Jewish, and I think his name was Shachak, I think. And he made this whole thing up because I guess he went to Cheder, and he reported this whole thing. It was reported so credibly that the Rabbi Rashi wrote an article. Rabbi Rashi wrote an article about it, but Lehoyel, it never happened. But it certainly highlighted this din. And if you have in the old Mishnah Berurahs, they have in notes, the Mechavetz Chaim writes himself, he doesn't understand, there's a din of Eva. We have to be very careful of making sure that the practice of Halacha doesn't create Eva between Jews and non-Jews, but Eva is only allowing us to violate the Rabbanan, not to violate the Eraisis. So he says, the Chofetz Chaim writes in Shilamid, he says, how could it be that the wonderful doctors, Nosim Kama Persois Larapis Akum, Seichik Samamon and Vyatzman, and the Mishnah Berurah has a strong censure of that. And at the bottom of many old Mishnah Berurahs is a note that says, the Mishnah Berurah is referring to the Frum doctors in India, that they were taking care of everybody's Zarenex. He wasn't talking about the Frum doctors in Radin, Poland, right? He wasn't talking about the readers of the Mishnah Berurah. He's talking about a little bit strange line to write, but he was talking about the India. And Rav Moshe writes, he doesn't understand this Chofetz Chaim Bechlal, B'tchilosu V'yad Sofer. He says, he doesn't understand what the Chofetz Chaim is referring to. He says it was that in Russia, in Eastern Europe, if a doctor would not tend to an Indian Shabbos, so it would be a pogrom. Ein l'cha pikuach nefesh gedolah mizo. And the Rav Moshe writes, he doesn't understand what is how could the Chofetz Chaim have written this? But if a doctor would not have gone, are you horrigan or you soy betandosim shigar misa? That somebody dies because the Jew doesn't take. And he says, not only would they have killed him, but the government would have protected those who would have killed the Jew. He says, Gemara says, Abaya says that we're not Mechal Shabbos, we're only Mechal Shabbos for co-religionists. And everybody understands that. So Rosh Hashanah, it's true that in Babel, in the time of Abai, people understood it. But it's not true after that. And therefore he writes that the Vedit the Chasam Sofer is already written, that we have to be afraid of Pikuach Nefesh, Pikuach Nefesh for Jews, and therefore we treat all people in the exact same way on Shabbos. And then the Rav Moshe quotes Sansirov, Dibri Chaim. Sansirov was one of the great Gedolei Poskim Zmanei. He says that I heard this at Takonas Avar Rotzis, that this was established as a Takona. So Rav Moshe writes, what do you mean as a Takona? It's a Pikuach Nefesh. You don't need a Takona Chazal. So Rav Moshe explains with the Takonas that Harotzeis, which the Bechaim was referring to, is that people should not be making cheshbonos. A Jew doesn't make a cheshbon that whether what he does will it be noticed, won't it be noticed, will it get picked up, will it become. No, the konos was because they don't make cheshbonos. You understand that we treat all people in the exact same way because we understand that anything less than that would be a pikuach net, would be a sakonos nefoshes. And Rav Moshe writes, and you should not fool yourself to think that in America is any different. He says that even though we live in a wonderful country, but it says nevertheless, in our wonderful country, before social media, he says, Pearson, things get around, the newspapers get things places. We learned from the Shachar affair that how something that didn't happen can create so much ill will. So certainly something would happen, Rahman al-Islam, it would be a very difficult situation. So Rav Moshe Net Shuvah where he addresses how doctors should conduct themselves. So he begins by saying that doctors should be, if they're the only doctor in town, they have to be totally available on Shabbos. If there are other doctors in town, then they should be only available to those people whose pikuach nevish depends on them, based on the svar of either because they have their patients, they have knowledge of their patients, or let me call them zaycha. Doctor is a partner. The partner hopefully is on the same level as the from doctor. The other partner has the same access to information. But there still is a svara of let me call Adam Zeicha Lirope, and for that, a doctor has to make himself available. He says, given this hakdama, so then the given this hakdama, so the Rabbi Yishai writes, this will create the appropriate balance between being responsive to all people and maintaining Shabbos appropriately. By setting oneself up in a situation where one is less accessible. So he says, how that way a doctor assures himself, like an Eitzah, so a doctor assures himself that on one hand he has to be totally responsible, and if an accident happens near his house, he has to run, he has to be always engaged because Mitzvah Chalos of Shabbos, and for all people. On the other hand, how will it mean that he's not going to be won't ruin his Shabbos? He'll become not insensitive to Shabbos. There it is, because he makes himself less available on Shabbos. And then Rav Moshe goes on to discuss how does that affect being on call in the hospital. So Rav Moshe writes that obviously a doctor should say, "I'm not on call on Shabbos." Right? You work out the system such that you're not on call on Shabbos. You work, take a job. You will not be on call on Shabbos. And he says that every person in America, we all have Sundays. It's understood that a doctor is not on call 24/7. So your Sunday becomes your Shabbos. That becomes your the day that everybody recognizes a person needs some time off. This is not, this doesn't, sometimes a doctor does not have that option of not being available in Shabbos. Sometimes ideally one should try to make sure that one has that option. This could become more of an issue as time goes on, because the trend in medicine now is to be parts of large groups, as opposed to being solo practitioners or even small groups. So it's not yet clear how that will work itself out. Will it work itself out that doctors have much less autonomy of their schedules, or work out that they have more choice because they're part of larger groups? Od chazon l'moed. But certainly with young doctors and residents, often do not have the control over their schedule. So later on we'll discuss how a resident chooses their residency. But Rav Moshe, this tshuva, just to finish up the tshuva, he writes that now that he insists on doctors making themselves less available in Shabbos, and so therefore he says that is a doctor allowed to switch his call on Shabbos with a non-from doctor? So Rav Moshe first writes, well, if you do it via the chief resident, if you do it via a third party, then it's not a problem. Because if I know that by asking to be off every Shabbos and every Yom Tov, I look around and I see, well, everybody else in the group is not, there's some Goyim, but there's some non-Shomer Shabbos, so that will mean that non-Shomer Shabbos will be on Shabbos. Rav Moshe writes, that's not a problem with Neiva. Even though they'll be on Shabbos, and maybe they'll not conduct themselves appropriately in Shabbos, but I filed for my time off. Now that results in the supervisor assigning somebody else, that's what we call a lifnei the lifnei. I haven't asked them to be on, somebody else is making the arrangement. Presumably they could make that arrangement, or make some other arrangement, or hire a third party, whatever it is. So that's not my concern. What about if I make the arrangement myself? If I, the organizer says, This is the schedule. You're on for Shabbos. You want to switch, you switch. The only available person to switch with is a non-Shomer Shabbos. So what's the din in that case? That's the machlekes aposkim. Because if I'm on Shabbos, so I won't have an enjoyable Shabbos, but I will make sure to not to violate Shabbos. I'll make sure that whatever I do is only for pikuach nefesh purposes, and I'll make sure that I'll do duchuya, and I'll make sure that if there's something for which there's no head there, or there's a guy standing right next to me, I'll get him to do it for me. If the non-Shomer Shabbos Jew is on Shabbos, so he's not going to write with his left hand, he's not going to do anything that he's not going to be making hasharis. Is it, do I have to do today? Can I do it tomorrow? Maybe I can get somebody else to do it. So he'll end up taking leniencies which are not permissible via duchuya. If you pask in hutra, it could be that it'll be less of an issue. Could be. Not entirely. So that was that's the question that we're posing. That's the machlekes aposkim. Rav Moshe says that it is permissible to switch with a non-Shomer Shabbos, and Rav Moshe says because he says I shouldn't say he's mat. He says yesh tam godol lahatir. Right? So I'm not sure that means it's mutter or a very powerful svara. And that, you know, there are those poskim who say that one would be oiber. Shlomo Zalman seems to indicate one would be oiber on lifnei v'sitein nirchshol, because I'm setting this guy up again. If I do it through a third party, that's mutter. But if I do it my own arrangement, so Shlomo Zalman seems to say that this would be lifnei iver, because if I'm there, I'll make sure to keep Shabbos entirely. I'll only do what's mutter, pikuach nefesh, what's tichuya. If I switch to the non-Shomer Shabbos, he's going to do whatever he has to do. Shlomo Zalman is even stronger. He's a chiddush. Shlomo Zalman writes that even when my non-Shomer Shabbos friend does things that are mutter, if he doesn't know the din that pikuach nefesh is deicha Shabbos, then I'm still being machshelim on being mechal Shabbos. Shlomo Zalman says there is a din of lifnei iver on machshoves. Many folks can write that. Chavetz Chaim writes that. Chavetz Chaim says that if I need to get information l'tayelas, I want to find out about a young man, and because it was suggested for my daughter. So I go over to his rabbi. That's a good idea. I go over to this another guy who knows him. So and I ask the other guy, what's new with this person? Does he come to Seder? Is he learning? Comes to whatever it is. So it's mutter for that person to tell me, is he a good guy? Is he quick to get angry? So it's mutter for that person to give me the information, because it's latuelas, because for shiduchim like that, it's a mitzvah. If he knows things that would not be good for the shidduch, so he's mechuyev to tell me. So the Chavetz Chaim writes, if I don't tell the person it's for a shidduch, then I'm being machshelim. He doesn't know. Why am I asking? Maybe I'm a stama. Let's say I'm being over the halacha of Bechilas. He doesn't know that I'm asking for a shidduch, I'm asking for a business partnership. So Chavetz Chaim says that if I go over to him, I have to tell him this is for shidduchim, it's l'tayelis. And if I don't tell him that it's l'tayelis, then I'm being machshelim. What he's doing is mutter. I know it's l'tayelis. Klapei Shemai is mutter. So Chavetz Chaim says, yeah, Klapei Shemai is mutter, but in his mind he's been getting lashon hara. So I'm not being machshelim. So Mishnah Berurah, so the Rav Shlomo Zalman says, send him for Shabbos, that if I go over to a person, can you switch with me for Shabbos? And I know that in this ward he's going to be entirely taken with pikuach, with things that are mutter, because pikuach nefesh is doicha. He doesn't know that. He went to Sunday school. He knows it didn't Shabbos. He knows that the religious Jews don't. He knows that I want him to do it because I'm religious. So he knows that I don't want to be there. So he knows what he's doing is not wrong. It's not what Elpi did. Even though Lamaisa, he's going to be busy with pikuach nefesh all day long. So Shlomo Zalman holds that could be that I have to tell him, I have to explain to him that what you're going to be doing is pikuach nefesh, is mutter. For me, I'm a Shabbos. I have my children around. It's the only time I see the family. For me, So for you, it's not the same kind of thing as for me. So if he'd be kind enough, and but I'm not asking the Ma'alei Shabbos. That's the conversation according to Shlomo Zalman. Otherwise, he says you're involved in Lifnei Iver. And Rav Moshe says maybe not Lifnei Iver. Yesh Tam Gula Hatir. Why? Because he says on balance, when you look at the person's Shabbos, from beginning to end, so if he's home, he'll be doing melachis that are not mutar altogether. They melachis eraisa. Could be driving around. Drives around to get a newspaper, drives around to get to eat and to drink. Whatever. Chil Shabbos. In the hospital. At the end of Shabbos, you look back and you compare the two Shabbosos, he'll have been doing many fewer averus. So Rav Moshe says, Yesh Tam Godol, based on a Yisoid, that Lifnei Iver Lizitin Birshol is a negotiable din, not negotiable din, you can make cheshbonos. Because Nevi sits in Mishal. And that you can, even though I am being marshal you on this particular Avera, however, when I'm marshal this Avera, I'm saving you from five other Averas. So that's not lift Nevi. I am being marshal with this Avera, yeah, but I'm saving you from five other Averas. So you can look at lift Nevi in a cumulative fashion. That was a tshuva that Rashi Pesach writes. Rashi Pesach Frank is a tshuva where there were four kibbutzim. Three were not religious, one was religious. And they wanted to buy a machine. And the machine was known at that time as a combine. The machine did Kitzira and did Disha and did Zoyre all in one. Cut and separated everything, the chaff from the valuable. So the four kibbutzim wanted to make a deal. They couldn't afford it. Buy one combine. All right. So that would mean, so the from kibbutz wouldn't use it in Shabbos, but that means that one of the other kibbutzim is going to use it in Shabbos. So without us getting involved, they're not going to buy the combine. With us getting involved, they'll buy the combine. So there's going to be a guy who's going to do Chal Shabbos every single Shabbos during harvest season. With this, so they asked Rashi Pesach, can we go in this or not? So Rashi Pesach said that you're allowed to go in it. Why? Because if you don't, they don't buy the combine, then you're going to have many individuals doing Ksira, doing Disha, doing Zaira. And how many Yisurim? You're going to have one Jew. It's a terrible thing. You're going to have one Jew. But one Jew who'll do several Malachis. So when you look at the big picture, were you Machshil? In the cumulative, you weren't Machshil. You saved the Yisurim. So Rav Moshe accepts this as a Tam Godol Ahatir. Then you're going to save this Jew from doing Yisurim. So therefore, you can switch. But Rav Shlomo Zalman would say, only if you explain to him the situation. So there is a beautiful Jew by Herzig. Herzig has a shuv on this issue when it comes to chayalim. Can a chayal who's Shomer Shabbos ask a non-Shomer Shabbos chayal to switch? See, this he wrote, obviously, the beginning of the state. So Herzig called that it's also because of the Ritvan Ben Metzia that says that even if a Jew is going to be, even if a farmer, a shepherd, is going to take a flock and he's going to feed the flock gezel, I can't give him my sheep. So the Ritva said, I can't give him my sheep. The guy's going to be doing gezel with the entire flock. So what's my sheep? My 10 sheep. So do more gezel. Ritva says, no, I cannot be marv his Yisur. That's all, also from the Iver. So Herzig said, the man may be doing Yisur. If he's doing Yisur because of me, that's the Iver. But then Herzig writes, Achrei kechleis akol, he says, it can't be that one Shomer Shabbos is going to say, I'm okay with your Chilul Shabbos. I'm so okay with it that I'm going to use your Chilul Shabbos for my thing. Can't have that amongst Jews. So when it comes to switching with a non-Jew, halacha l'masa, the easiest thing is to do it with as Rav Moshe writes, that a person creates a schedule, and then the person in charge does whatever they have to do. And l'chara, that takes care of all the issues. If it means me switching with a non-Jew, with a non-Shomer Shabbos, the non-Shomer Shabbos, so then it has to be done with great adidot, with great sensitivity. Both in terms of that they have to take into account the different ways. It could be that this non-Shomer Shabbos is Rachman al-Islam so far from Shomer Shabbos that Herzog's concern is not a concern. But it could be that so far from Yerushalayim that Rosh Hashanah Zalman's Eisa had to take care of his concern not going to be realistic. But those are the mahalchim that we have. If Herzig says that you can't have a situation where you're makabel, you accept somebody else's chilul Shabbos, that it doesn't rip you apart, doesn't tear you apart, that Judah's number Shabbos, and that I can actually incorporate his chilul Shabbos in my lifestyle and make it better for me. Rav Shlomo Zalman says you have to be very careful not to be ever lifting iver. It's doable, but you have to explain to him. And Rav Moshe says yesh tam gadol that it's not lifting iver, and it could be that it's a what's the expression? Some gain. Game with. In the end, everybody wins. We all win. I win because I have my unincumbent Shabbos. And the non-Shabbos Shabbos gains because he does less Chilul Shabbos. So it could be a win-win situation for everybody. Rav Moshe then has, and this we'll have to begin with next time, is one of the ramifications of the Duchuya versus Hutra is if once a doctor is on call, is he allowed to go and is he allowed to go home on Friday afternoon, even though he's now going to have to come in with a non-Jew on Shabbos morning? So we'll pick up with that next time. So we discussed today the obligations of a Rav in this parsha. We discussed the Chuya and Hutra and the ramifications of the Chuya and Hutra, both in terms of Sif Yud Beis and in terms of how far we take the license of Duchuya. And then we reviewed Rav Moshe's concerns about how a doctor should conduct himself in Shabbos, both in terms of being available as well as switching with others in Shabbos. Okay, thank you very much. Okay. 9:73.